Hey, welcome to the Empower Her podcast with Latricia Pugh and Trenice McDowell as we share our journeys as women entrepreneurs living the kingdom life, the abundant life, and we're just sharing our journeys as we go through our faith journey, our entrepreneurship journey, and our growth spiritually, relationally, mentally, in all areas of our life, financially. And we just want to create a space for all of us, inclusively, just for us to be able to have that safe space to talk about our journeys, share our experiences and lessons, and grow together. So stay tuned for the next episode.
In this episode, we want to share our views and our values when it comes to personal development. And how does that go in all parts of life? Remember, in our intro, we've already talked about the importance of every piece of the pie. I know me and her both listen to Dr. Darius Daniels, and he always says that every part of life is integrated. So if you're doing well in one, eventually one part of your life is going to bleed into the other. How you do everything is how you do everything, right?
Right.
So we
right.
want to talk about some of that in this episode. We'll probably share three things with you that are important to us. So let's jump right on into it. Latricia, are you ready to jump in?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's go. I love personal development. This is honestly one of the things that, outside of my faith, this is one of the number one things that has helped me excel in a lot of areas. Mm-hmm. Just personal development, being able to mirror, look at myself and see what areas I'm strong in, what areas I'm weak in, and how to develop it.
Yeah. And the crazy part is for me, I was doing personal development before I knew what personal development was. So I didn't know that it was so important to me, or that my thought process was so in tune with it. And then mm-hmm. you add, you know, your, you know, Darius Daniels, you know, Eric Thomas, you add the John Maxwells, and you start listening to those people mm-hmm. and it gives you insight like, oh, like I wasn't going crazy, you know, because sometimes you think of things and you're not aware that other people having those same thoughts because we really are more alike than we are different. And it just takes a matter of having a conversation with people to really find out, like, we really do have some common ground. When I think of personal development, I am really thinking about where I am now in comparison to where I want to be and what do I have to do to get there, right? So there's that part of personal development. And then there's the ugly part of personal development that we don't like. It's the stuff that either we don't want to change, right? Because we're stubborn, right? We're mm-hmm. stubborn, or we mm-hmm. can be stubborn, and we get called out either by a family, friend, a loved one, or we've just been in a really uncomfortable situations. I know for me, I've been in really uncomfortable situations, and it's not that the other person was uncomfortable. It's that I was uncomfortable, and it took me like looking at myself and saying, okay, Latricia, you need to change, right? There's something about you that needs to change in the situation if you want to get a different response. So as we go through this journey of growing together, like Trenice and I, we're going to grow. But I hope that every time you listen to one of our podcasts, that you're able to grow, you're able to reflect, see something about yourself or see something in someone else that maybe you didn't recognize before. Because a lot of times we don't have the perspective of other people. And because of that, we make assumptions, and those assumptions can get us in trouble because mm-hmm. assumptions get us in trouble by being irritated. Assumptions get us in trouble by having unnecessary anger. And so, yeah, so that I love personal development. I can talk about that, you know, on end, just thinking about like who I was before and where I am now. So, so with that being said, you know, Shanice, what are one of the areas of personal development, or is when you think about personal development, like what is one of the first values that come to your mind when it comes to personal development?
One of the first values that come to my mind, definitely I'll say character, but I'm gonna say consistency. And before I do jump into that, because I feel like I need to share this, is with, because on your journey, as you were saying, like, you didn't know you were doing personal development before you knew what it was, right? But for me, I guess, as a PK kid, so to speak, and having the thought or the train of thought or the mindset of you praying about it, God's going to take care of it. Oh, you know, you're doing the right things. You know, you're going to church. You're checking off the box for these things. But those areas in your life, I didn't know that I had to partner with God to actually fix these areas. I thought if I pray, I'm asking, he's the God of everything, right? So right. I didn't know I had human responsibility in my development.
Oh man, that's big. That's big. Because there are a lot of things that we leave on the table because we want other people to handle it for us.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And that can get you, that can hold you back from allowing your goals, your dreams, or whatever you're trying to achieve, or for your development to come into fruition, because you thinking that you don't have anything to do with it. Mm-hmm. But in reality, our role plays a huge part. A huge part. Now God gonna do what he gonna do. Like we don't have to worry about him, because he has that consistency. You know, he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Yeah.
But us, we fickle. And but recognizing that you have to do the work. Like that's probably one of the biggest revelations you can come to when it comes to your development.
Yeah. So I had to share that part. So consistency is definitely one of the main values and aspects of personal development that I'm still working on that now. Mm-hmm. I don't have it all together, but I know that's a piece of my puzzle that will ultimately elevate and excel some of the things that I want to do in my life if I'm consistent with it. And what I'm learning is, through my consistency, it's just actually becoming the person.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I become the person, it's easier to do the thing and have the stuff. You know, the be, do, have model. I think Myra Golden talks about that a lot. He another person, y'all, we both listen to, Myra Golden. So y'all check him out if you ever get a chance. And he talks about be, do, have. And if you become it, you'll be able to do the thing so you can have the thing. So with my consistency, it's more so I use the analogy of like an athlete practicing. And the more and more they do it, the consistency. LeBron, y'all see where he is now, winning championships, MVPs and more, because he was consistent in the areas that he needed to be.
Yeah. Consistency is one of my big ones. It's, I would say it's definitely in my top three, like for sure.
Hold on, I don't want to cut you off, but I had to tell the people, because when I look at you and I see you, I feel like you don't even struggle in that area.
Stop playing, man.
Seriously.
Man. Like
I'm motivated by your consistency.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Well, see, I guess that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's just, look, I'm taking a pause because I wasn't ready for that. Let me clear my throat. But no, I definitely wasn't ready for that. Well, and I'm going through all the words while I get my thoughts together. No,
hey, just come out with it. Just
right.
Hey,
yeah,
this is us. We freely, authentic, and we just gonna be us.
Right, right. But no, like, the consistency is important to me because one, like right before we got on this recording, I told Trinise that I'm OCD sometimes, but not all the time. Mm-hmm. I think that has partly has to do with that. So I am a creature of habit. Mm-hmm. So I see the benefits of my routine. And so like in the last, I think it was in the last episode in our intro, you know, it's like I pay attention and I observe, like I'm observer, like I watch. Well, one of the things that I do in relation to my consistency is I am always checking to see what is the response to my action. All right. So if I know that when I sleep 6 to 7 hours, 6 to 7 hours per night, that I have the energy to sustain throughout the day, I'm going to do everything in my power to get that 6 to 7 hours. Even if I don't want to go to bed early, but it's because I know the result of what that's going to provide for me. So I focus, like I definitely focus on the action, most definitely. But because I know that action is going to give me the result that I want every single time, then I'm like, I got to do this. I have to do this because I want to have the energy to be able to sustain throughout the day. If you were to ask my husband at any given time, what time does Latrice want to get to bed? And he's going to say 9:30 without question, because I will look in, we'll be watching TV and it's 9:16. And he was like, you want to watch another episode? I was like, I got to be in bed in 14 minutes. I don't know what you're talking about. Watch another episode because your wife can't function off of less than 6. So like it's a whole thing. So when people see that they say, you know, like you just said, like you admire my consistency. The truth of the matter is that I am in love with the results that I get when I am consistent. Mm-hmm. And that means more to me than doing something that I don't like. So that's really how I got that way, is that I just started saying, OK, well, what happens when I do this? Like, how does my body respond? Like, am I getting the results that I want? And if I'm not getting the results that I want, that's when I start struggling. Like, so I even have to go through these things.